Another man up in the pulpit in the state house, head of the table with a black pen, scratching egos, talking too loud.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dean Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. I am on location on beautiful Whidbey Island, Washington, and we're going to do a Where Am I? If you watch my Facebook page, I always have this, Where Am I? That's because I'm lost and I don't know where I am. That's how that started. So I'm going to say, Where am I?
You're in Coopville, Washington at the Penn Cove Brewing Company.
How did I get here?
Well, you probably took a ferry or you went over the Deception Pass Bridge.
Very good. Or I could have went through Port Townsend.
Yep. Correct, another ferry.
Or you could have brought a boat.
Or you could have brought a boat. So, who am I with?
I'm Mark Aparicio and my brother Mitch Aparicio here. We're the owners of the Penco Brewing Company.
And I just wandered into your life by accident, wasn't it? I think so.
No, it was great. It was by happenstance and everything aligned. So, it was perfect. It's awesome working with you.
Well, I love local musicians and supporting them. So my show has all local music through the breaks, and we have some great bands that I've been booking. Do you
all
call them booking?
Yeah, you're the booking manager as far as I'm concerned.
And we started out with Muscle Fest, and that's my first intro, and having my bands Brooke and Wendy out, and that was Cool Water. They're going to come back. I'm pretty excited. We've had a lot of great bands, and we have a lot more coming up. But a brief history of how you guys got back here in Coopville serving beer.
How we got back here in Coopville serving beer? Well, when I retired from the Coast Guard in 2016, Mitch and I decided to open up a small craft beer tap room, and that's how we started. We serve local food and local small craft beers from local breweries around the area. And we try to participate in the community as much as we can. And that's kind of how we got here, I guess.
And you do. And I've had Spoiled Dog Winery on. You support them by serving their wine.
For sure.
A lot of breweries in our area. I know most of them. Mm-hmm. And as we move on, things are going to change a little bit. But you might be brewing beer here?
Yep. We're sitting right here where it's all going to happen in the future. We've got a nice timeline set up to start our own brewery and start brewing here in Coopville. And we've also got some expansion plans coming up, moving into other areas of Whidbey Island, the place we love.
And we call my show Lift Your Spirit, so I fit right in.
Yeah. You know, we're both professionals, Mark in aerospace and I'm in IT, and we, it's our day jobs, but this is really our passion, you know, family business, the community, craft, and community collaboration, you know, working with other breweries, as you mentioned, and just really plugging into the events and the people that live here, but also tourists to, you know, attract them to the area. And like, you're from Kamano and we're from Whidbey. We relocated in the 2000s after college. Mark got here after the Coast Guard, and the timing was perfect. All of a sudden, he started with the contractor and a sledgehammer, calling me saying, okay, we're doing it, we're opening tap room, knocking walls down. So from that point on, it's been just crazy, and it's really exciting. We've had a really great team put together.
You do have a great team. And Mark, you make beer.
That's right. Yeah,
I've been
a home brewer since the early 90s, and I really enjoy making beer. But as we grow into the brewery, I understand that going from home brewing to commercial brewing is a whole different beast. So we've hired a head brewer, and he's got a lot of great experience. So we're really looking forward to him coming on.
What's his name?
His name is Craig.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig the brewer.
Craig the mad scientist.
So we have some really, we've been sitting down lately talking about the kind of great beers we're try to brew. And I really like, he and I and Mitch, we we work well together because we really want to brew quality product, and we really want to focus on the community and even look at local ingredients and everything. And I know that's a lot of breweries say that, but hopefully, you know, we'll be able to utilize the resources here on Whidbey Island to really make good craft local beer. So,
and that's my passion, is supporting local businesses. And you were talking about sustainability and the fact that you guys moved back to your hometown.
Yeah.
It's family friendly and you play music.
Yeah.
So your passion is brewing beer. Your passion is?
Well, I'm in a couple different bands right now, but Muscle Flats is the house band here in Coopville, the tap room, and we played here lots of times last year, and we'll be here with a mixture of the stuff that we've got, the new entertainment. But yeah, it's just, it's all really about the craft of creating and just the idea of, we have open mics and karaoke and just really involving, you know, musicians and artists, and we have art parties and just really investing in the community.
Yeah,
with events.
You give back. I've seen that. And we do have some amazing musicians coming up. That's kind of my job. June 22nd, we have Ronnie Nix. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's
jeez.
Great.
And then June 28th is Alex Ashley?
Ashley, yep.
And that's on a Friday night.
Great guitar player.
And then we have Nathaniel Talbot, July 6th, and we're playing his music between breaks, and the song's called Intuition. Nathaniel Talbot, he's pretty popular on the island.
Yep, we're excited to have him.
And he's an organic farmer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's great.
And he plays Ultimate Frisbee, because he played with Scott. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't.
Nice. See, I've been doing my homework.
All right.
But that's why I love small towns, because everyone's a little bit connected, and Scott's playing, and I think he recognized his name. And
nice.
But having, you know, Nathaniel, he's also doing organic farming, and I love the island because I've been running around meeting or reintroducing myself to people, because I used to be here about every month for about 3 years. And this island is full of amazing restaurants to serve organic food. We've got amazing musicians. We've got wineries, distilleries, and a few breweries. And I'm really blessed, I feel, to be working with you two and being a part of something bigger than myself. Because I love to come in, and like Savannah Woods played here, and then we had Sea Star out. And those are musicians that in fact, they were on my show 3 weeks ago. To have music being, what do you call it? Not produced, help me. When it's admired or valued.
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying the musicians and bringing families out. So this is a great place to be. And what's your website?
It's pencovebrewing.com.
Pencovebrewing.com. And we got some Facebook events coming up.
Yep, we do. We've got to check out the website on the events tab. And you can also hit us on social media. It's pencovebrewing.co. So C-O.
And I was doing your Instagram.
Yeah.
What did I learn? I like it when other people do Instagram. It was fun to go around and like take photos and see, you know, families out playing games, and you know, but Instagram is a whole new way of doing things. I like the Facebook. That's more me telling a story, having a video and stuff. But yeah, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or go to the website, which has Untappd. Explain Untappd. For people that don't know what that is.
Well, Untappd is an app that you can go and try different beers and then rate them. And you can also rate the brewery that you're at and put some comments in, and then create a friends list to try to keep track of where your friends are tasting different beers. And we also use it to for our menu. We can post our menu locally on a screen, or you can look on your phone, and if you're driving by and your favorite beer happens to be on tap, you can swing by and try it. So it's pretty
cool. Not driving by, but
because everyone's driving right now. Don't do anything while you're driving.
Yeah, don't text and drive.
But you can go to Untappd when you're home or at the office, and you have already made one beer.
So we
or
we,
two.
Just one now. Yeah. Mitch and I knew our plan was to move into a brewery. And so we worked with Bastion. And Bastion, Joe over there, has been amazing. Has helped us out by brewing one beer. And Bastion, just a little, some good stuff for Bastion is they're a great brewery too up in Anacortes. And he allowed Mitch and I to go in there and work on a recipe. And then we came up with the Madrona Way IPA.
Madrona Way IPA. So if you do Untappd, you could go there and say something nice about it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's on there. It's ranked pretty high, and Joe and his folks do. Evan is the head brewer. Do a great job there. So we really appreciate them helping us get started.
So guess who I got a picture of with your IPA? Evan.
Okay, yeah.
Or Instagram.
Good deal.
That one did really well. Yeah.
Evan's a great brewer.
Yeah. And Double Bluff, do you carry some of their beers?
We do carry Double Bluff too. Daniel down in Langley, he's a great brewer too. He has some really neat recipes, and we really like having his stuff here. So.
And Port Townsend. I just know all this because I did the Instagram. It was so fun to go to different breweries, take photos, and plug us all. But I think I remember my first one was Flying Pig in Everett. It was like the first brewery that you could bring your kids in. It was family friendly. We played games. And I love beer, but it's also the experience.
Yeah.
It's not just going in, it's not a 6-pack or a 12-pack. This is like sitting down. They call them session beers, right? These session beers where you're sitting and you're just visiting.
Out. Yeah, it's like lawnmower beer, yeah.
I used to have painting the house
shower
beer.
Yeah.
Lawnmower beer, that's a good one, yard work beer.
But another plug for Everett is, Crucible. We have them on tap all the time. Dick and Sean over there, super guys. And then up at North Sound Brewery, too, up in Mount Vernon.
I've got to all of them but North Sound.
North Sound's great, yeah. Good stuff up there, too.
Well, I am just so blessed, to be here in Whidbey Island.
Coopville.
I'm getting used to saying Whidbey Island instead of Camano, but I'm really happy to be working with you guys. And we have a lot more going on.
We do.
So we're going to take a short break, and after that, we'll talk about Oak Harbor.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camano Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camano Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Penn Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PennCoveBrewing.com, that's PennCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Join Misty Thompson, intuitive spiritual life coach and best-selling author, Sunday, July 28th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the East West Bookshop for her workshop, Using Your Intuition to Guide You Towards Healing. You will learn how to trust and believe that you too can use your intuition to guide you towards healing any part of your life. Tapping into your intuition takes practice, but when you do open yourself up, it can become transformative and a lasting way to heal. Register at eastwestbookshop.com.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I am on location on beautiful Whidbey Island, Washington, in the small town of Coopville, at Pencove Tap Room and Brewery, which is going to be a real brewery.
Correct, yeah.
When's that? Soon?
We're going to get our equipment sometime mid-September. So we ordered a 10-barrel system and four fermenters. And we just to prove that we're actually going there, you can swing by and there's almost 200 kegs that we just bought. So we got the kegs first, so now we're
so the story committed. Will continue about October. I will be telling another story about making beer. Yeah. And we have other things going on. We're going to move to another location.
Oak Harbor, So we're about to launch our Oak Harbor location, another tap room, and just really kind of feeding off what we've done here in Coopville and tapping into the community in Oak Harbor. It's primarily a Navy town, and so there's a lot of not as much reliant upon the tourism. And so, we're really excited with connecting with that group. We have lots of friends that are in the Navy. Mark obviously had Coast Guard background, and just we're pro-military, and it's going to be a great opportunity to do the same thing that we did in Coopville and match that in Oak Harbor.
And Oak Harbor, Coopville, we have Freeland, Langley, Clinton, and it's a little bit like, it's like Hawaii, like my island, Kauai. When you drive through each town, very, very different. And so I'm really excited for what's going to go on there. It's a younger, I believe, crowd.
Yep. It's a younger, family oriented, a lot of spouses on deployment. So there's a mixed group, but I think there's a hole that needs to be filled, especially in the downtown area of Pioneer Way and Bayshore, where we've decided to go, just kind of like try to revitalize that area and just bring more business to that part of it. We're really excited because we're in a prime location for 4th of July, which we're going to do some soft openings and then a couple private parties leading up to the 4th. But fireworks are going to be front and center. It's going to be awesome.
I'm afraid, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be, it's an old-fashioned 4th of July.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. That's the plan, yeah.
So come look for us.
The city of Oak Harbor is doing the unveiling of the Windjammer Park, and they've had months and months of construction redoing that whole thing, and so they're doing their grand opening. I believe it's the 28th, the same time as our soft opening, so that should be a pretty busy. But our new location is right against that belt of the new development, so mm-hmm. we anticipate that to be a really busy area.
It's like a main street, downtown main street. And then, is that like a water park? You sent me info on that, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, so they have got like a family kids water park that have water features, you know, that squirt the water and spray, and the kids can run out there. So it's really a really cool location. It's on City Beach. It's called Windjammer Park in Oak Harbor, Washington. But they've been doing a lot of work on it, so it's going to be really, really cool.
So come out 4th of July, fireworks. I think it's 11 to 11. Mm-hmm. And Christine, I met her years ago when she first started, when I got to come from Kameno to Whidbey Island once a month, and she's been doing an amazing job.
She's great.
She's great, yeah. She's really helped us get established in Oak Harbor. And on June 26, we are setting up a chamber member-only kind of private party at our place. And the reason we want to do that, because, you know, it's not just all about beer, you know, it's our company is about community. And so we really want to get in there and meet the other business owners and really explain, you know, what our vision is. It's, you know, craft, community, and collaboration. So any way we can do to promote the downtown area of Oak Harbor, that's what we're going to do. You know, that's why we're there. So we're looking forward to it.
I love small town, and I also the chambers. I always kind of preach, if you go somewhere you don't know where you're at, go to the visitor information center, check out the chambers, and they'll tell you where to go because they'll promote the businesses that are a part of their community. But I worked for the visitor information center with the chamber through Snohomish and Kameno, and I love the visitor information center. That's the place to hang out. But you won't waste any time. They'll tell you where to go, give you maps. So we have the Oak Harbor Chamber. You can check that out. We have the Coopville Chamber, and let's give a shout out to Linda.
Linda, hey Linda.
Go Linda.
Yeah, Linda's been great. We've been in business for over 3 years, and the Coopville Chamber has supported us 100%. Helped us get involved in different community events and stuff, and we really appreciate, you know, the town. And I'm confident O'Carver's going to do the same thing, so we're really excited about
that. We were kind of worried kind of walking on glass our first year when we attended the Chamber dinner, and we were given this award for the Entrepreneurial Spirit Award for the business that had, like, these outgoing, you know, vision and stuff like that. So we really want to prove them right and this, make the brewery the same kind of thing that people have pride in when they talk about coming to Coopville.
Yeah, and we have other chambers. We have Clinton, Langley, and Freeland. Anything happening in Freeland?
Well,
Mark.
I mean, part of our business plan is to diversify. You know, we mentioned O'Carver a little bit, how it's a whole different market. And Coopville, really small town, very seasonal.
Quaint.
And we thought that Freeland is a great location to look into as well. So Mitch and I looked into some property down there, and we're in the middle of building the Freeland tap room that'll open sometime soon. And you can check out our progress on our Facebook or I'm not a social media guy, so
on the website.
It's happening
somewhere on social media. We'll keep you informed. But so Freeland is our vision down there is, again, a whole different market. You know, you got the Boeing folks and, you know, all the people from Seattle and things. You know, it's completely different than O'Carver and Coopville. So we're excited about having three different markets we can tap into.
And they're so different. You just have to drive a half hour to get a whole different feel. And Langley's a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah.
And that's right next to Freeland. It's probably 15 minutes. You get off the freeway. You go to the freeway, get on the Muckleteel Ferry, which, by the way, I walked on the other day. It was so much fun. It was beautiful. Got off. The bus picked me up. It's free.
Yeah.
Buses are free on Whidbey and Kamano Island. Took me to Freeland in about 15 minutes. And because I had to see how far it was, actually. And then I just took a walk, and I went to the new venue. But you can get back on a bus, go down to Langley. You could get back on the bus, go all the way to Oak Harbor. So if you feel like the traffic's too much, and I just didn't want to drive. Honestly, I was so tired of driving, and the bus drivers are sweet. So I love telling people or teaching them about our islands, because Island County does an amazing job getting people. And you can take your bike.
Yep,
you
bus,
come from Seattle, you can take your bike and then go all the way around the island and not have to drive.
Yep. And all three taproom locations have a bus stop
right in front of them.
Oak Harbor really has a bus stop in front of it. So if you want to just have a tour, or again, you're not driving. I used to go to Naked City and then I got a ride home.
Yeah.
And the last two buses, they take you directly to your house. They ask anybody on the bus where they live, and they don't do the whole route. Mm-hmm. The last two, they just take you home.
Yeah.
Please. So one more thing about Whidbey and Kamano Island that are amazing. Again, it's Island County. You can go to whidbeykamanoisland.com and check out all the events on the two islands. Of course, I love Kamano, but I really love coming here because Kamano is really small. We have one way in, and it's tourist season. I'm going to be here more than there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I've been going through all the beaches, the state parks. I have found amazing places. There's a South State Park that's kind of closed.
Yeah.
I went hiking there yesterday. I don't want to tell everyone where I'm going because then people will be there. But it used to be a campground, and there's nobody there. I saw two baby deer and the mom just hanging out. The bird watching is amazing. Of course, the whales, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But Kamano Island and Whidbey Island are the place to be. It's only a short drive or a ferry ride, and you can go Muckleteo, Port Townsend through Coopville, or take Deception Pass Bridge, which is always amazing and beautiful. But I think there's some construction going on. Warning. I should make sure I say that. But I'm really blessed to be, again, I'll say that, because I have the synchronicities.
Mm-hmm.
You guys kind of happen to be one of those, which is like a wink from the universe that you're going in the right direction. I get to promote music. I get to bring some of my people out. And I think the Freeland thing might be my little puzzle
home
piece.
Base.
Yeah. So Oak Harbor, Coopville, and probably a year from now we'll have a Freeland
Yeah, our goal is by next March. That seems to be our milestone every year because we opened on MuscleFest on March 6th, I think, 5th or 6th, yeah, in 2016. And so every MuscleFest, we seem to have something fun
going on. Some kind of milestone.
So during this winter...
I was your milestone this year. Just kidding. But, you know, again, I get to promote music. You guys help me bring my friends out and playing. I've met so many musicians on the island. I'm really excited to see you brew beer.
Great.
Because I really don't know anything about that. So that's another show down the road.
Yeah.
One more time, your website?
It's pencovebrewing.com. And you can see us on Instagram and Facebook on pencovebrewing.co. C-O.
And if you like our beer on Untappd, say thumbs up.
Yeah, just rate it high and tell us what you think, you know, and tell us what you think about our tap rooms too. So you can log into anyone while you're there.
And go directly to the Facebook page, because then you'll see all the lineup of the musicians and what's coming up next, the grand openings, and keep posted on all the freelance stuff. So I invite you out, especially June 6th, or July 6th, because I've already had June 6th. That was my daughter's birthday. Okay. Nathaniel Talbot.
Oh, right.
Is what we're going to do. I'm going to push him. He's very talented. He plays at all the venues on the island.
Yep.
And he is the song Intuition that we'll be playing between breaks. So come out and see him July 6th. Come out July 4th to Oak Harbor, and let's get that party started.
Grand opening.
Our soft opening is June 28th and 29th. So come on down and check out our, a stress test.
That's fine.
See if everything works.
And then, have a beer.
And then July 3rd, our ribbon cutting at 4 p.m.
There you go.
And then we'll be open that entire weekend. So
we'll end the segment with cheers.
Cheers. Thanks
cheers.
So much, Dina.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Stepping out of the shadow of a false man's allegory, slowly erasing that old violet.
Hi, this is Dina Marie. You've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track, Coming Back Again.
Our album, Coming Back Again, is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky, think of second chances. Look into the past, a thousand miles between us. You know you'll.
Overlooking the Puget Sound, Comforts of Whidbey is a family-run winery, farm, and bed and breakfast that is a perfect place to stop, sip, and stay. They produce artesian whites from grapes grown on their farm, as well as a few Washington State Reds and two sparkling wines. Their tasting room is a relaxing setting to have a glass of wine while enjoying the tranquility of Whidbey Island. For more information and tasting hours, go to comfortsofwhidbey.com or stop by for a visit. You'll be glad you did.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Putting food out on the table with a straight face, knowing damn well there's a war being waged back at the workplace. Every day on your paycheck, confidence against the idea.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I'm on the beautiful island of Whidbey Island, Washington, and I'm playing Where Am I? Where am I?
You're at the home of Orca Network on Whidbey Island.
And who are you?
I'm Howard Garrett. I am co-founder of Orca Network, and I sort of originated the Tokite Foundation, which is to raise awareness and publicity that she should come home, and we'll go into who she is, I'm sure. She's stuck in Miami and needs to be rescued.
Wow, and I've had you on the show a few times because I live on Kameno, and I love the whales when they come through, and sometimes I call you and say, hey, there's some whales, and then you say, okay, Dina, and then we had some people doing some shrimping, maybe illegally.
Well, no, I don't think it was necessarily illegal, but we've turned that over to DNR. We've asked them, including the mayor of Langley, has asked them to try to alleviate that pressure on those shrimp, because those whales need that very badly, especially in light of the die-off of gray whales this year, the unusual mortality event. So far, at last count, I believe 72 gray whales had washed up dead between Southern California and Alaska. But a large number of those on Washington coastlines, including inside Puget Sound. Anyway, they're starving. They're very hungry. There's just not enough for them in the ocean right now. And there's a bountiful supply of shrimp. So for the few that know where they are, they're a lifeline. They're absolutely necessary. So we need to keep them well populated with lots of shrimp.
And it's Orca Month.
And it's Orca Month.
That's why I wanted to have you on the show so bad.
Right. Orca Action Month. The name changed. We started it actually 7 years ago with Governor Gregoire's signature, and it's been reinstated every year, and we call it Orca Awareness Month, with the idea that awareness brings action, that once you know about them and know about their whole situation, that you find ways to act, or we certainly will suggest ways. But that has changed this year because of the new level of urgency that we really need to do something for these southern resident orcas right away. And so it's become Orca Action Month.
And what can we do?
Oh boy, what can we do? Well, that's why the governor declared an executive order to do something, and that was a year ago March. And that launched this whole task force and just a focus spotlight on what can we do to help these whales. Unfortunately, for the most part, that process has kind of gone on into tangents and off into many different directions and has not addressed the primary need much. At least in any kind of short-term way, and that is we got to get more food in front of them. And they are very particular about how much, about what kind of food they need. And they need quite a bit. They need roughly 600,000 or 700,000 fish per year.
Per whale?
No. Okay. For the entire community, okay. Which now numbers 76, which is a drastically low number, but they do need a lot of fish, and we don't know what they're finding out there. We haven't seen them, and that's also highly unusual and tells us that they're out on the coast looking for fish and that the inland waters that always used to have fish since the studies began 44 years ago, that there's always been southern resident fish-eating orcas in the interior waters this time of year. By this time in June, absolutely. In fact, beginning in April and May, it used to be, and then less and less, and we just haven't seen them. They're out on the coast. So we hope they're doing okay. We hope they're still 76, at least. There was a new J-pod calf seen off the west side of Vancouver Island, May 31st. So we hope that the little baby's doing well. But we need to get them more fish. I mean, and the big picture, we know the declines in Chinook salmon runs are so drastic, and they're showing the symptoms, which are emaciation. They're actually becoming smaller and thinner whales as adults than they used to be. They're not living as long. And most critically, they're losing their babies. They're not able to bring their babies to full term and give birth to healthy babies. They're not able to. And that's a combination of the nutritional deficiency, lack of food, and the toxics that build up and that impact their reproductive systems, their immune systems, and, you know, especially the development of a new baby. So, but that doesn't really go into gear. It doesn't act out unless they're starving. So if they're fed well, those toxins stay in the background, lodged in their fat supplies.
If they have fat.
If they have fat, right. If they have to draw that fat down for energy because they don't have enough food, then that gets into their hormone system.
Just like humans. And then, so is that the, like, plastic and chemicals? Is that the stuff that's stored?
Well, it's more the organochlorines, they're called. Persistent bioaccumulative chemicals. PCBs is sort of the main one. And that's gradually being replaced by PBDEs, which are flame retardants that are put in consumer goods all over the place. PCBs were banned in the 1970s, but they were dumped. After they were banned, okay, companies just dumped them into Puget Sound. That'll get rid of them. No, because they're persistent. And so they lodge into every living thing, literally every plant and animal. So that accumulates over time in the orcas. And then even though it lodges in their blubber, when they're hungry, it pours out into their hormone system.
And makes them sick. And right. The thing I think we can do is, because I've been living on Kamano for a while and we have 4th of July. And people just think when the tide comes up, all that stuff just disappears. You know, after blowing things up, they leave their glass bottles and plastic, everything. Mm-hmm. People actually think the next day it's okay because it disappears. It doesn't disappear.
No, it goes downhill. It flows downhill. It flows into Puget Sound. It flows right into the habitat and impairs the growth of every living thing in Puget Sound. So we've got to be careful about that.
Mm-hmm. And I would say consumerism too. Less is more. Yes. Think more about the environment. And that's, we could do 25 shows on that. But I really love the Orca Network, the Facebook page, because as I've been on Kamano, I've learned so much in visiting the Langley Whale Center, which we'll talk about after break. Education and learning and seeing the whales.
Yes, yes. It inspires this devotion, really. I mean, it may be kind of unconscious, but you have this feeling kind of like a kid in the neighborhood that you don't really think about much. But when they're in trouble, you know, you really care about them, it turns out. And people are feeling this. There's this whole community of people now that are so tuned in. And of course, with the governor's executive order and the task force and the daily reports, and I have to say, because it's true and everybody refers to it, is when J35 Talequa's calf died shortly after birth, and she carried that calf around for 17 days that we know of, that heightened awareness greatly. But we like to just enjoy the glories, the wonders, the thrill of seeing those orcas out here. Really, gray whales are pretty cool, too.
Oh, I love gray whales. and I raised my kids in Everett, and, you know, I knew there were whales, but now I've seen them, and they are like my totem animals, whatever. I'm so enamored with whales because when I see them, it makes me know that life is bigger than me.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing, that the word is amazing, but you do a great job, and there's the Langley Whale Center.
Yes.
And I think after break, we're going to talk about Langley Whale Center.
I'd love to.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get us on track. Didn't need a woman's intuition.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
The BEPC Expo is back. It's the biggest metaphysical fair in the Pacific Northwest, and it's back in Kent and the last Saturday in June. It's bigger and better than ever, with twice as many speakers, double the rooms, more readers, healers, vendors, food, and more. Arrive at 9 a.m. for a live audience psychic show. Doors to the whole expo open at 10 a.m. This is the place to pick up your favorite gems, intuitive advice, clothing, jewelry, and handmade items sourced locally and globally. Bring your friends or come meet new friends. Mark your calendars for the last Saturday in June, June 29th, at the Kent Commons for the BEPC Expo, 4th and James in Kent. Plenty of free parking, free admission, and free drawings all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit bepcweb.org. That's bepcweb.org. Hope to see you there. Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Putting food out on the table with a straight face, knowing damn well there's a war being waged back at the workplace. Every day on your paycheck, a volume of confidence against the idea of your body.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We are on location on beautiful Whidbey Island, and we are in Langley, Washington. I'm talking to Howard Garrett, Orca Network, and let's talk about the Langley Whale Center.
Langley Whale Center is a little gem in Langley that everyone is invited to visit. It was about 4.5-5 years ago that we were invited to occupy a vacant storefront in Langley, right in the heart, right across the street from the thrift center. And it just went so well.
Well received. Yeah, there you go.
And we're now in a bigger, brighter location, but it's only down the sidewalk a little bit toward the ocean. And it is a display of the different types of orcas, which is a wonder I could go on and on about, that there are two different types of orcas that live in these waters, and the gray whales and other whales, humpbacks, minkies, that are seen around here. And then a gift shop to support it, because the admission is free.
Mm-hmm.
And also right next door in the sculpture garden is a gray whale skull on display. And Half a block away is Whale Bell Park, which has a bell that the townspeople know to ring when they see a whale, and that pours people out of the shops. Of course, they go back.
Yeah, but, go back to work, but yeah. It makes them aware of it. And it is so many people that I brought over and actually see a whale, it changes their whole life. Really, it does.
Well, it really does. To know that these waters are alive, they're populated, they're home to these incredible animals that are wonders. I mean, and we're just learning about them, but there is so much known that's so fascinating. And so that's what we try to impart at the Whale Center.
And this year, I got to do the whale parade.
Yay! Welcome to Whales Parade in April every year.
I was a bear.
Yes, oh, you were.
That was crazy. But I think it's the events and the education, and what I thought was amazing is all ages, they're celebrating all the animals.
Oh, it's such a wonderful, who doesn't love a parade full of costumes of animals?
It was a lot of fun.
You can dress up as anything real or imagined that you can think of.
Well, next year I'm going to be I'm going to get a yearly outfit because that's going to be my annual celebration.
Yay.
Of the whales coming through. So what's going on? What events are going on?
Well, at the Whale Center on the 22nd, we're having a Meet the Authors Day, which is, I think it's up to 7 authors, local authors of books about nature or whales, that will be there, so you can get acquainted with them. We've just finished the real highlights of the month, which was the totem, the return of the Toki-Tai totem that has been in Florida for a year on display at the Natural History Museum, that has been winding its way back up the coast and is now back at the Lummi Nation north of Bellingham. But on Friday, the 15th, the day was at Penn Cove, right there at the site where the whale that's in Miami was captured in 1970. And that's just awesome right there that she is still alive after almost 50 years. And the Lummi have taken on the sacred obligation to bring her home. And they can do it. They have a lot of means and a lot of powers that they'll make it happen. If it can possibly be done, they'll make it happen. So this was just ceremonies and talks and the totem right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a beautiful event. But there's more to come in Orca Month. Go to the Langley Whale Center Facebook page for more information about other events that we're having.
Mm-hmm. And Orca Network, if you like the Facebook page, you post sightings and everyone gets involved. And when the gray whales come through, it's really fun to, I will know right. When the tide's in and I know which beach to go to. And I'll be there by myself watching a whale just going through the beach, and then I'll follow them down, and then they'll come back, and then the tide goes out and I can see where they've been. And it's the most amazing experience. And a lot of times I'm by myself, but you know what? I think it's God talking to me in a really good way.
It feels like it. Yeah. You're in the presence of giants that are really fascinating. And the more you know, the more you want to know.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have the Langley Whale Center. So again, I invite people to come to Whidbey Island. It's free. And I was telling people how we have free buses. And I just walked on the ferry and I just got anywhere I wanted to go one day. And of course, Kamano has it too. But this is a beautiful island. It takes you right to Langley, downtown Langley.
That's right. Yep. It's the village by the sea, and it's a very nice place.
And how long have you been here?
Well, on the island for about 20 years, we've had the Whale Center about 4 years, and so yeah, I love this island.
Oh yeah, it's special, and I think because we're surrounded by water, of course we're the energy is really good.
Uh-huh.
And you can't help but see eagles and herons.
Yeah.
And I saw two baby deers and the mom, and it's just, and we want to keep it that way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know. It's just an amazing place. You see osprey carrying fish to their young, it's just an amazing place.
Baby otters. And, yeah. And I think the key is for people to come and really, you know, slow down, appreciate Mother Nature. And of course, I've been going out into the mainland quite a bit, and it's a different story. You know, the animals you see there are squirrels, crows, and, you know, little scavenger animals, because we know if there were trees and actually more greenery, there would be more different types of animals.
Well, right.
But when we take away the trees or we start polluting the waters, it's going to change how
I
many
think
animals.
There's a very strong ethic on Whidbey Island to keep our trees, plant more of them, have walks in the forest. Mm-hmm. There's some just beautiful places. Parks and just walks, you know, just.
And Whidbey Island Trust.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
They do a lot.
Right.
And so again, it's only a drive away. You got Deception Pass, or you can go through the ferries. But when you come here, stop and smell the roses.
Yes, absolutely. And then stop by the Whale Center in Langley.
Yeah. So what's your hope for the future with our whales?
Oh, well, I hope we get unified and focused on what we're going to do about them. And that, even though it's not intuitive when you know the whole biology and the interconnections and the ecological facts of the land and the water, it has a lot to do with four dams that are in eastern Washington that are blocking the passage of the salmon that need to go upstream to spawn, and then those little juveniles need to be able to make it downstream, and those dams block the way. And that's what is decimating the salmon that the orcas need right now. So they need to be removed. And I'll be happy to send a PDF of a brochure that explains all of it and what you can do about it if you just want to email info@orcanetwork.org.
All right, or you can go by the Langley Whale Center when you're here on Whidbey Island. But again, go to the Orca Network Facebook page. Just start liking it, and it'll show up on your posts. Or, you know, you get to see it. If you don't like something,
right,
it disappears.
That's right. You've got to keep liking it. That's what the algorithms demand.
And I think most of the stuff I see, it does lift my spirits, you know, like the baby post. And for my birthday, I actually put you guys as a gift, you know, what,
yeah,
you say, and my friends gave money. I was so excited.
That's a wonderful thing that Facebook allows, is to do these fundraisers, and they really do help. It's becoming pretty substantial help now.
Yeah, pick your favorite nonprofit, doesn't matter what it is, and, you know, if some people give, great, that's just an amazing thing. And then also volunteering, and then, you,
mm-hmm,
know, supporting the nonprofits. But for me, it has been Camino Island is an amazing island. It's a lot quieter, and plus we have the end of the island, and I know that's where they took one of the whales, because I went to the end of the island. I can't say, you know, where it was, but I could see the tide taking the bones out, and man, was I can't even tell you that day how I felt, because I also have some other things going on with the growlers and flying overhead, that I see four of them every night at sunset, which I did not see 3 months ago. So, you know, there are a lot of nonprofits, a lot of people out there making a difference. So join one, be a part of it.
That's right. Oh, many opportunities here. A lot of very worthy nonprofits doing great work.
So you can do something.
Yes, you can.
Or even just go out and the whales come through. I know, because I watched the Orca Network, take your kids to the beach. I saw it, my grandson saw his first whale, and now he's connected to the whales too.
Yay.
It's the next generation that's going to save us.
And those ripples are going out in all directions all the time. The community of people who have a deep affection for the whales is growing all the time.
Yay, and I thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you.
Howard Garrett and the Langley Whale Center, Orca Network. And I'm going to just enjoy the island a little bit more. I'm staying here.
Yes.
And then the show will be taped, and I'm on location. So tomorrow I get to do a little bit more enjoying myself, and I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you for coming over here to be on location.
Sweet. Join us next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.
in the state house. Head of the table with the black pen, scratching egos, talking too loud. Externalize every outcome, every warm gun, every profit. And kneeling down to the flashing numbers, the NASDAQ, the cold constructs. Running backwards, so just keep moving, just keep moving, just keep moving. I'm learning every lesson that our mothers tried to teach us. Table with a straight face, knowing that